Message number 638. Traitors of my holy word sent through God's prophets will I solemnly promise result in the wrath of my Father. Wednesday, December 12, 2012 at 11:54 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, how it saddens me to see so much division which my holy word given through these messages has caused. When my word given to visionaries and genuine prophets is made known to the world, it attracts immediate criticism. Why is this? It is because it is I, your Jesus, whose holy word will always be questioned and criticized before it is denounced as heresy by sinners. Human reasoning, while important in the role of discernment, plays a very small part in recognizing my word. The love which my word sparks in a soul which is empty of malice and which is pure and humble will not, nor can it, be denied. It is through these souls that I grant the gift of being able to recognize me. These souls, along with the prophet I chose to impart my word, will have to accept my cup of suffering. I ask you to detach yourselves from the world's attractions and consecrate yourselves to me, for this is a very harsh and lonely path when you follow me. When challenged in my name, or when the voices of my true prophets are ridiculed and declared not to be from God, I say this to you. Do not dignify such attacks with a response of any kind. Remain silent in your suffering. The voice of God will reign over the world now, and let no one take you away from the truth which is very important, so that I can bring you poor helpless sinners into my holy arms to calm you. I bring you peace. Arguments, criticism, and public displays of authority by those who proclaim my word on the one hand and condemn others in my name on the other must not be accepted. This kind of behavior is not from God. It comes from the spirit of evil. Remember, it is not my prophets you hurt. It is I you offend. You are guilty of wasting time and detracting from the work of the Holy Spirit. You will not be permitted to sacrifice the souls of those who you dare to mislead in my name. You who sin against me by preventing the word of God from being heard in these times will be cast away. My patience is weary. My worries intense. My pain excruciating. You are trying to deceive my followers, whose role in leading my remnant army is paramount. For this you will be punished. I plead with you to ask me to come to you so that I can give you solace, for make no mistake, you are troubled souls and your sins are known to me. Your arrogance is offending and insulting to my Father. Your willingness to sacrifice your own souls because of your ambition to be seen as intelligent and authoritative spokespersons for me is disgusting in my eyes. Traitors of my holy word sent through God's prophets will I solemnly promise result in the wrath of my Father. Your punishment will be swift. Your time is limited. You have but a short time in which to choose which master you really serve. Your Jesus.